Magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Muli, naririto na naman po kami at inyong makakapiling dito sa Samotsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ngayon po ay 26 ng Hunyo. Last Sunday na po ito ng Hunyo at next week, July na naman. Dalawa pa lang po kami ni Joe na nandito ngayon sa radyo. Mamaya, makakapiling natin si Tin. At ang iba pa nating mga kasamahan ay may kanya-kanyang pinagkakaabalahan ngayong araw na ito. Kumusta ka dyan, Jo?
Happy long weekend sa mga nag-travel, sa mga nakikinig dyan at pauwi pa lamang. Ingat kayo sa mga biyahe nyo at sana nag-enjoy kayo sa long weekend na to. And happy Matariki Day. Ang Matariki nga po ay isang celebration na unang celebration ng Matariki Holiday na ginaganap ngayon sa New Zealand. Ito ay para i-celebrate ang yung constellation siya, di ba? Yung mga star.
Oo.
At saka sa kanila, ang Matariki daw ay paggunita. Tama ba yan, tita?
Paggunita.
Sa ating mga nawalay ng mga kamag-anak. So, mata is mata and ariki means eyes of God. And ariki means little eyes. And bakit natin sinelebrate o sineselebrate ang Matariki? Kasi traditionally it starts the new year of Maori time. So, ito yung parang New Year sa calendar ng Maori and it's time to spend it with whānau, our family and our friends, and to reflect on the year that has passed. So, the holiday falls on 24th this year, last Friday po. Ayan. So,
ayun, kaya holiday ang New Zealand.
Tama. Yung Matariki kasi yan, Maori name yan for the Pleiades star cluster. Yung sa nag-a-appear yan during winter time lang po. At yun yung yun yung kagandahan. Binigyan tayo ng mas mahabang weekend, di ba?
Oo.
Anong ginawa kaya, Matariki, tita?
Eh, dahil hindi ako nakakalabas ngayong araw na ito, di nasa bahay ako.
Ayan. Pero at least, di ba, nakapagmuni-muni tayo kung anong mga nangyari. Pero sa Gregorian calendar, halos kalahati na ng taon talaga. O kalahati na nga ng taon, di ba?
June na kasi. Ika-6 months na.
Sa Maori calendar, ito yung New Year. Actually, sa Arabic calendar naman, next month naman ang New Year nila. Hajj nila. Hajj holidays naman nila. Sunod-sunod ang mga celebration, diba? Ngayon po ay ika-26 ng Hunyo. Ano po ba ang meron ngayon, tita?
Ayan. Dahil ngayon naman, ang official regular holiday, according to the palace, last Friday, Malacanang Palace signed proclamation number 235 declaring that the whole Philippines will observe Eid al-Fitr or the Feast of Ramadan. Ibig kasi sabihin siguro marami na rin talagang Muslims dito sa Pilipinas. Kaya palagay ko first time lang din ito na the whole Philippines will observe this Feast of the Ramadan.
Actually,
and the Republic.
Marami na, matagal nang sineselebrate ang Eid al-Fitr or Feast of Ramadan.
Oo, pero hindi sa Pilipinas.
Opo, pati po sa Pilipinas.
Sa Pilipinas din. I see.
Matagal na yan, noong 1977 pa yan.
I see. So, the same. Walang pagbabago. Okay, so, ayan, the under Republic Act 9177, the Feast of Ramadan is a regular holiday throughout the country. Muslims will celebrate Eid al-Fitr for 3 days after the end of month's fasting. Article 169 of the 1977 Presidential Decree 1083 states that Eid al-Fitr is recognized as one of the Muslim holidays, or the approximate date of these Islamic holidays may be determined in accordance with the Islamic calendar Hijra, or the lunar calendar, or UPO astronomical calculations is possible or convenient. Through Executive Salvador Medalla, he noted that it is important to declare June 26 as a regular holiday to bring the religious and cultural significance of the Muslim celebration. Employees who work on regular holidays are required to pay at least 200% of their daily RA, according to Department of Labor and
Employment.
As a whole, Islam has more than 5 million members in a Catholic country, which is the Philippines. Marami din pala, no?
Philippines. Ibig sabihin, marami din. Saka, ano, kasi originally yung mga nasa Mindanao talaga ay mostly Muslim country talaga.
Oo. So 5 million is not that much really, kasi ilan tayo? 70 million?
Siguro.
Oh. Parang malapit na nga. 95 pala. 95 million tayo.
Oo. Iyan. Mamaya-maya lang po ay tatanungin namin kayo. Ano nga ba ang mga... Kasi diba matariki pa rin tayo, tita. So, ano-ano nga ba ang mga... magbabalik tanaw tayo. Ano ba ang mga... dapat nating i-celebrate o ipasalamat dito sa New Zealand, di ba? For the past years. Oo. Po ay maya-maya magkakaroon pa rin ng celebration. Ikaw ba, tita? Meron ka bang ipagpapasalamat for this New Year sa Maui calendar?
Well, ang ipapasalamat ko ay ako Pilipino, pero may mga kamag-anak akong Maori because of my marriage to my ex-husband who have a brother and married into the Maori family. But fortunately for me, they are closer to me kasi pareho kami ng kulay. So parang ako ang kamag-anak nila, hindi ang mga Maori. hindi ang mga kiwi. Oo. Ako, dahil pareho kami ng kulay, and talagang right from the beginning nagustuhan nila ako as a family, so mas malapit sila sa akin. So kahit na separated na ako sa ex ko dati, nagpupunta sila sa bahay ko, and ako rin welcome ako sa ano na nga ba yung pangalan sa lugar, sa may bandang sa bandang ano yan, east. Coromandel. Yan, sa Coromandel. Lagi akong welcome doon.
Nako, kagagaling lang namin dyan. Ayan. Pero medyo maulan ngayong kasi, no? Mas maganda punta kapag ano. Pero kung mag-unwind lang naman kayo kasama ang inyong mga pamilya, di ba? Di ba? So, ayan. So, happy Eid al-Fitr. Ayan, natapos na ang fasting ng mga Muslim. Matagal na. Pero, anyway, maganda na i-celebrate natin yan. So, mga brothers and sisters, nasaan man tayong bansa at kultura. Diba? Yung gathering, celebration when it comes to having fun times and celebration with families and friends. Ayan. So, mm-hmm. yung matariki ngayon dito sa Maori calendar at sa mga Muslim naman ay yung Hajj o yung Hijra. Sa Hijra, sa Hajj. Now, dadaan tayo sa fun facts time, tita. Ano nga ba ang mga hinihanda mong fun facts?
Ito, fasting is in our nature. Fasting pero kumakain ako ng biscuits kasi nagutom na ako. Many events in nature show us that fasting is an inherently natural process. Animals, for example, fast in many different ways, both as part of their hibernation, during which it is not possible to consume food, and when traveling great distances, as is the case for migratory birds. Sometimes they can be on the go non-stop for 14 hours, demonstrating a very energy-efficient manner of flying. However, periods of abstinence from food also naturally occurrent among humans in earlier times. For example, poor harvests or unsuccessful hunts brought about periods of fasting, as could natural disasters and times of war. If humans were not innately designed to be able to go without sustenance for a certain amount of time, they obviously would not have survived.
Okay.
Also,
kagandahan ng pagfa-fast, ayan. So, ito ang sabi nila, fasting strengthens the immune system. So, a fasting program, no matter what kind, is always accompanied by a cleansing of the gut. So, fasting cleans the gut of leftover food and fecal remnants and allows it to regenerate. This automatically has a positive impact on our immune system, since around 70% of all our body's immune cells are located in the gut. In total, the intestine is roughly 8 meters long, and if there were or it were stretched out, has a surface area of 400 to 500 square meters, which is approximately the size of 2 tennis courts. Not only is the intestinal flora, which is also known as the microbiome, the center of our immune system, it is also home to up to 100 billion microorganisms. So, kaya pala may mga, di ba, nauso yung mga intermittent fasting, di ba?
Oo.
Our gut. Di ba? So, it strengthens our immune system.
So, ayan.
Maganda rin, di ba?
Also, fasting makes us efficient. How can that be? Food means energy for our body. In the mitochondria, which are also known as the powerhouse of the cells, carbohydrates in the form of glucose are combined with oxygen and converted into energy. So how do we explain the fact that our body is efficient and able to handle a considerable amount of effort even during times of fasting? We have the body's own repair mechanism to thank for this, which kicks in as soon as nothing has been eaten for a prolonged period of time, even after just a couple of hours. However, the longer the fasting period within a 24-hour period, the more effective the body's own repair process. So pag ako pala nagtatampo at ayaw kong kumain the whole day, maganda palang epekto nun sa aking katawan.
Ayan. Meron pa po tayo paragdagang sasabihin tungkol dyan. It also promotes our spiritual development. Kagaya nga ng ginagawa natin, di ba ang mga Muslim nagfa-fast sila? So they have the time to reflect during Ramadan. Ganun din ang mga Christian kapag ka naman Holy Week, di ba? May time to fast or to abstain. Although, is may mga tao na hindi naman na
hindi sinusunod yun.
Pero ito nga po ang sabi, it's no secret that restricting the consumption of food has a positive effect on the mind. After all, the gut is also connected to our brains and therefore also to our emotions via the so-called vagus nerve. When we are in a time of fasting, the digestive organs and the gut in particular are able to recover. Thanks to the enteric nervous system, which stretches across almost the entire gastrointestinal tract and consists of many millions of nerve cells, the newly gained clarity in the gut is quite literally transmitted to the brain. And also, the number five is successfully treating disease through fasting. According to a doctor, Franz Xaver Mayer, from 1875 to 1965, he discovered that the gut is the source of our health. He realized that the fasting improves both the form and situation of the digestive organs and also their functionality. This in turn leads to the person being generally healthier. It's a good thing the doctor kept a precise record of his observations, since his findings form the foundation of the modern Mayer therapy. So that's an Austrian doctor. He said that the most important indication for a modern Mayer therapy course includes digestive system complaints, diseases of the liver and the gallbladder, stomach or duodenum, metabolic disorders, problems in the musculoskeletal system, inflammatory diseases, excess weight and diseases of the cardiovascular and immune system, hormonal, psychosomatic, vegetative disorders, and premature aging. In these instances, fasting can help restore harmony to these imbalances in the body, since each day of fasting encourages the excretion of toxins and the regeneration of the body, mind, and soul, boosting your overall health. Ayan, yan po ang aming mga fun facts for today. And now we are here to give you a song entitled Mabagal by Daniel Padilla and Moira De La Torre.
Gusto kitang isayaw ng mapagal. Gusto kitang isayaw ng mapagal. Hawak kamay, dikit mata, sumasabay sa musika. Matagal ko nang gustong mangyari to. kitang isayaw ng mapaka. Gusto kitang isayaw ng mapaka. Hawak kamay,
ikita,
sumasabay sa musika. Tapos na ating kanta, at wala na musika.
Kakantahan ka na a cappella sa iyong tenga,
at na nanamnamin natin ang pagsasama.
Dadako naman po tayo sa local news dito sa New Zealand. Our first news is coming from New Zealand Herald. Okay. This is third serious crash for Marlborough in 4 days. A person is in critical condition after a serious two-car crash in Marlborough last Wednesday morning. The crash between the Ute and a hatchback occurred shortly before 7 o'clock in the morning on State Highway 63 at the intersection with Waihopai Valley Road west of Renwick. Police said in a statement, one person was in a critical condition and a helicopter had been dispatched to the scene. Police didn't say on how many occupants were involved. The road work was closed, with motorists asked to avoid the area. But at 8:20 in the morning, Waka Kotahi advised the road had reopened under stop-go control for light vehicles only. Drivers should expect delays. It is the third serious crash in 4 days for the Marlborough region after a horror crash on Sunday that killed 7 people and left 2 critical. Last Sunday, 7 members of the same family, including an infant, were killed in a collision with a truck on State Highway 1, just south of Picton, about 7:30 in the morning. About 30 hours later, a van collided with a truck on State Highway 6 in Kaituna, about 18 kilometers northwest of Blenheim. A person in the van died at the scene. The driver of the truck was still in a serious condition in ICU at Wellington Hospital as of Wednesday. Ayan. So, ingat-ingat po sa ating mga motorista. At isa pong nakakalungkot na pangyayari yung last week Sunday po, ang natamo ng isang Filipino family that has a sad news kasi they came from a funeral and then they were on their way back here in Northland. Sa kasamaang palad ay nag-collide sila doon sa truck. And tapos ito nga po ay may isa na namang pangyayari dito din sa South Island. So, hindi natin alam ang mga reason. Is it the intersection? Is it the driver or the weather condition?
Yeah.
Hindi rin na mechanical problem sa mga sasakyan. Diba?
So, wala pang nare-release na cause, no? Para sa mga accidents na to.
Saka sabi nila accident prone area daw talaga yung part na yon. So, minsan ano, 'di ba? May mga kasabihan tayo na yun nga pag galing sa funeral, 'di ba? Sabi to have bad luck dapat daw ano, may pagpag.
Correct. Pagpag.
natin na lang. Tradisyon lang yan ng mga Pilipino. Hindi natin alam kung ano ang tutunay na sanhi. Pero nakikiramay po kami sa mga nasawing pamilya na ating mga kababayan na nandito sa Bukidnon, di ba? Diba? At saka kilala nga yan ng kaibigan ko eh. So nakakatungkot pagkakilala mo yung nasawi, diba? Especially kung mabait sa'yo, diba? Ayan, oh, shout out kay UK na nakikinig ngayon sa ating programa. Ayan. So, yun po, sa mga nag-long drive, napabalik pa lang po ngayon at nakikinig sa aming radyo at sa aming Facebook Live. Nako, mag-ingat-ingat po kayo sa daan at motorista at maging defensive driver po. Saka kung inaantok po kayo, ay, nako.
Pahinga na. Ano ba naman, huminto, diba, sa gilid at magpahinga.
Ayan. At saka, ano, kape-kape.
Kape, tama.
Diba? Sabi nga gano'n, may kailangan talaga energy drink at saka kailangan sikuhin natin yung katabi natin.
Diba? Sa mga, ano dyan, shotgun, ano, yung mga shotgun seats, diba? Yun ang mga trabaho mo. Isingin ang driver.
Oh, hindi yata ako magaling dyan sa katabi ng driver. Baka ako din ay makatulog. O kaya chewing gum daw.
Oo, chewing gum. Or spicy. Okay din ang spicy.
Mag-iising o kaya naman sour. Sour, di ba?
Oh, yeah. Oo.
Magising ka nun, di ba? Kumain ka ng mangga.
O oh, lahat yun, pag kinain mo, nagigising ka talaga dahil hanapin mo na CR.
Ayun, isa pa yun. Paano ko wala sa CR? Diretso ka na sa mga tabi-tabi. Ayan, another tragic news and hopefully wala nang mga susunod pa na aksidente. So mag-ingat po tayo. Ngayon po ay meron pa po kaming hinahandang news. Ano ba yan, Kin?
Yes, correct. NZME, NZME finalizes Google partnership, reaffirms earnings guidance. NZME, NZME. Ano bang tamang basa dito, Ate Jo? NZME? Yeah, has finalized a groundbreaking deal which will see Google Pay for news supplied to its Google News Showcase platform. This follows a separate commercial deal with Meta signed in April, which will see the Facebook owner provide fundings to support NZME's subscriber growth and retention. NZME, the owner of NZ Herald, radio station including Newstalk ZB, Business Desk, and five regional daily newspapers, confirmed the partnership with Google in a statement to the NZX this morning, following the signing of a letter of intent in March. That letter set out key terms for the proposed payment for the tech giant for the supply of news content. The new partnership means NZME will supply content to Google News Showcase when it officially launches in New Zealand, with selected material from NZME's national, regional, and community publications published via the product. Mm-hmm. Yan, Google News Showcase is a product where publishers curate content to extend their reach to audiences locally and globally. The twin deals with Google and Facebook are expected to boost NZME's annual earnings from $67 million to $72 million. That guidance remains unchanged, the company said in a statement today, and compares with the $66 million reported for the 2021 financial year.
Yeah. Nako. Sabi nga ganun, ano, magandang ano yan. Kasi economically speaking, we need to have this such economic advances.
Correct. Correct. Malaki-laki from 67 million to 72 million.
Oo, ang earnings, di ba? Mm-hmm. Tingnan natin kung anong mga mangyayari sa transformative projects na yan, di ba? At dahil po dyan, eh, may maganda pa rin kaming balita na ihahatid sa inyo naming dalawa ni Tin. Eh, ito po ay sa mga mahilig po mag-bike. Kayo po ba ay mahilig mag-bike o mag-bicycle dito sa Auckland?
Nako, kami yan, number one. Kaya madami tayong mga kaupinoy dyan, syempre. Mahilig mag-motorsiklo.
Ang maganda dito ay, ano, meron talagang lane, no? Lalo
yes.
Bicycle. So, cycling is a great way of cutting carbon emissions. So, but if you've ever, you never used pedal power to get around, it can seem a bit daunting. Ayan, nako, talaga namang mahirap talagang mag-bike. Kasi talagang kailangan mo ng energy dyan, di ba?
Correct.
Sa ng resistensya. Nako, eh, nag-spinning class pa nga lang ako, hirap na ako. Paano pag talaga?
Class? Wow!
Cycling, tapos may mga driver pa sa paligid mo. Anyhow, help is at hand thanks to the numerous community run groups across Auckland called the Bike Burbs. They are operated independently but linked to Bike Auckland. Bike Burbs are all about encouraging people to cycle and helping them to do it safely. So many Bike Burbs offer guided rides around the local areas to help build confidence, and enthusiastic volunteers provide safety advice. Community bike hubs can also assist with maintenance and repairs, and some offer bikes for hire or sale. These are mostly housed or repurposed shipping containers on land owned by the Auckland Transport, Auckland Council, or Eke Panuku Development Auckland. Auckland Transport's Community Bike Fund and local boards have provided grants to communities that are encouraging more people to ride bikes. And Auckland Council consider the Bike Burbs an important part of engaging with people about new infrastructure. Ayan. Sabi nga ganon na maraming Bike Burbs. Ang talagang ina-advocate nila is to have a safer bike paths. 60% of the Aucklanders say that they would ride a bike if they felt safe enough. O, di ba? Ikaw ba, gusto mo mag-bike, Tin?
Actually, oo. Dumaan nga kami sa bike shop nitong nakaraan. Gusto ko nang mag-purchase ng bike. Pero, natatry kasi namin, e-scooter naman, di ba? Ang gamit ng ni Christian, yung partner ko, husband ko. Pero bike, kung ganito naman nga talaga, you will feel safe, di ba? Why not? At wala ka pang binabayaran na petrol, why not?
Walang traffic, do.
Walang traffic. Correct. At healthy ka pa kasi nagbabike ka.
Yun nga lang, hirap magbike pag ganitong weather, di ba?
Yun nga lang, oo. Yun na.
Uh-oh.
Ano bang mga future plans ng Auckland Council sa ganyan?
Yun nga, sabihin mo mga pin.
Well, so ang future plans daw ng Auckland Council has already committed to more than 500 climate-friendly transport projects. These include the City Rail Link, which will move 54,000 Aucklanders around the region each hour, the equivalent of an additional 16 lanes of traffic or 3 Auckland Harbour Bridges. Oh! Auckland Transport has also bought zero-emission buses that run on hydrogen or electricity and expanding the rapid bus network with plans to improve the eastern busway to Botany and northern busway. So, bukod nga pala dun, no? Sa
northwestern busway.
Future plans include buying zero-emission ferries, as ferries are currently responsible for around 20% of Auckland's public transport emissions, and spending more than $228 million to upgrade walking and cycling infrastructure across the region. Wow, laki!
Laki din.
No. Ay, nung fans.
Maganda lang dito, ano, they try na talagang bawasan ng emissions, di ba?
Correct.
But, let's look forward. Naku, bumili tayo ng bike.
Uy, at ano, maganda. Yan na yung next nating hangout. Nung nakabike tayo.
Dapat talaga bumisik ka dyan. At saka maganda magbike kung summer. Pagkaganda.
Oo, sa summer. Oo, sa summer natin simulan yung bike-bike na yan.
Ayan, so, kanina nag karoon tayo ng usapan with Tita Virgie. Kasi nga, di ba, Matariki, we have celebrated Matariki last Friday. And it's all about remembering and being gratitude or being, having the gratitude or being grateful sa past year and commemorating yung mga loved ones natin by hanging out with our friends and fanaw. Ano nga ba ang mga grateful deeds or ideas that you are grateful for this year or the last year, because this is the start of Maori year. Kasi Matariki stands for the new year of Maori calendar. Ayan, so parang ito yung new year ng Matariki.
Ah, okay. Parang new year ng Maori.
Kasi yan yung under sa constellation star, diba? Yung Matariki stars.
Yes.
It means mata, ariki is meaning the eyes of God, and matariki is little eyes. Ayan. Ni-celebrate natin yan kasi it's signified by the Matariki cluster of stars appearing in our night sky, and to reflect on the past year, celebrate what is present and what is your plan or what are your plans for the year ahead. Ayan. Ayan po. Ano ba ang masasabi mo dyan, Tina? What are you... This is time to reflect on the past year and celebrate what's present.
Ako, naku, madami akong marireminis from the past year kasi 1 year na ako finally dito sa Auckland. Kaya... ako grateful kami kasi within that year ang dami naming na-meet, lalong-lalo na syempre ikaw, Ate Jo, ang Samut Sari family, sobrang grateful. Kaya in the future for sure, yun ang hope namin na nandito pa rin tayo sa Samut Sari, and yun lang, mag-grow lang yung friendship with people that we met, and mag-grow pa lalo yung community natin
and to meet people, diba?
Yes.
So, outside Filipino communities and other nationalities. Ayan. Ayan, kabatiin naman natin yung mga friends natin dyan. Si Glico and Banti. Hello, mga bago. Hello. Kabatiin din natin si Tita Trini na nakikinig ngayon. Si...
Hi, Tita Trini. I miss you. We miss you.
Marami pa tayong mga kaibigan na nakikinig. So, marami salamat po. Sila Sir RB Manalansan. Ayan, malaking nakikinig yan sa atin. Si Kuya Edward na nasa Wellington. Ayan.
Ayan, kamusta ka na Kuya Edward?
Oh, diba? Maraming mga nakikinig sa atin. At hindi man tayo laging nasa ere, ay nako, patuloy pa rin namin kayong bibigyan or hahatiran ng mga news. At makikita niyo po ang mga past episodes po namin sa Planet FM Audio.
Mm-hmm.
Sa Samut Sari po yan, sa Planet FM 104.5. Yan. Tapos, you can also watch FB past recordings. Ayan, yes. Sa Sari. At makikita niyo po ang mga face po namin. At saka...
Baka na-curious po kayo kung sino nagsasalita. Eh. Napakaganda po ng...
Oh, kami dito at kami po bilang mga volunteers, eh nagpapasalamat din po kami at may opportunity kami to voice out yung mga news. Kasi alam mo, din marami ako na natututunan na news dito. Hindi lang sa New Zealand, pati sa Pilipinas. Kasi minsan we're caught up with our many day activities and then we don't know, may there are other things that's happening around us. And
that's right. Oh.
Ganun din ang mga kapwa natin, mga Pilipino dito at mga nakikinig. Hindi nila alam yung mga nangyayari, di ba? So, minsan, maririnig nila tayo sa radyo, kaya mapapanood tayo sa Facebook kung dadaan man kami sa mga news feed nyo, di ba? Ayan po. So, ano po ba yung mga reflection nyo ngayong taon na to? Jot down nyo po. Ako, meron akong grateful or gratitude journal, or sabihin na natin may app din ako na tawag na Presently, libreng app yan sa mga Android at saka sa Apple users din. You just have to log in kung ano yung what are you grateful for today. Ayun, diba?
Maganda yan, Ate Jo, ah. Magandang idea yan.
Kasi it's nice to be positive, you know? Kasi
that's right.
We're caught up with many things in our lives and yet we feel stressed out, or sometimes kapag hindi maganda ang mga moods natin, di ba? We are reminded of small things na like hanging out with your friends, having coffee, or
yes. Say,
or kanina nagising ka, di ba? Ganon. Yung mga, you met a total stranger na tinulungan ka sa iyong small problem, ganon. Di ba yung mga small things na ganon? Ayan, maganda pong baliktanaw yan. At dahil po ngayon ay orange level pa rin po tayo, di ba?
Correct, orange level pa din. Kaya naman po, isang paalala lang, wala nang limits for outdoor or indoor gatherings. At hindi na rin po required ang face mask when outdoors. But other mask rules remain. No requirement na po for businesses to display QR code posters or for visitors to scan in. Pero ingat pa din po, doble ingat, because COVID is still around.
Yes, and mga around 5,000 pa rin yata almost every day yung nadadagdag. And may mga deaths pa rin. So we still be cautious, sabi niya, and also be alarmed, di ba? And be healthy, ika nga. Lalo ngayon, malamig ang panahon, madaling magkasakit. Di ba?
Correct. Lower ang immune system natin.
So, panahon na naman ng lemon, kaya mag-lemon po tayo. At, nako, bago tayo magpatuloy sa mga news natin at balitaktakan, ano nga ba ang inahanda mo ngayong awitin o tugtugin?
Yan o, magkahawak ang ating kamay, sabi ni ng Eraserheads. At walang kamalay-malay. Wow! Pwede ba yun? Magkahawak ang kamay ng walang kamalay-malay? Naku, yan ang mga talagang nasa heaven, in love.
mga kapanahunan natin yan. Naku.
Yes!
Talagang aligaga sa Eraserheads. Pero... No. Ang huling El Bimbo by Eraserheads.
Ay.
Tindi, palahibo. Magkagalit sa eskwela ay didiretso na sa inyo. At buong maghapon ay tinuturuan mo ako. Magkahawa ka ng aking kamay at walang damalay-malay. Nagkinuluan mo ang puso ko na umibig na tunay. Inigas ang aking
special item. Bago ko po simulan ng ating special item, the National Beauticians Day, I would like to congratulate our Samutsari family because we recently have been recognized and awarded the Radio Personality of the Year. Yan, last June 25 po yan in the Filipino Kiwi Hero Awards. Congratulations, Ate Jo. And congratulations kay Tita Virgie. Kay Tita.
Yes, congratulations.
Ay, mga volunteers na talagang walang sawang nag-volunteer, di ba? At sa'yo, sa aming karagdagang ano, mga
yes. At sa ating mga ano, maraming salamat po sa ating mga listeners, because kung wala kayo, wala rin ang samot-sari dito, di ba?
At sa mga contributors natin, ako, salamat kay Bench noon, talagang tinutukan niya kami. Pero mahirap lang talaga minsan dahil nagkaroon ng mga lockdown at saka hanggang ngayon yung ating radio station na hindi pa nagbubukas dahil nire-renovate naman. Pero soon, magbabalik po kami sa aming himpilan at kami po ay magagalak na ano, paanyayahin kayo na pumunta sa aming station.
Okay. Naku, na-excite ako dyan. Finally, no? All right, it's National Beauticians Day. Oh, so mga mahiling magpa-beauty diyan, syempre we all deserve a beauty day, 'di ba? Kaya thankful tayo sa ating mga beauticians. We all need a little help looking our best now and then. And National Beauticians Day celebrates those cosmetological experts who can help hide our flaws and bring out the absolute best of our beauty. There are multiple disciplines with the realm of cosmetology, including such areas as skincare. Ayan, sa may mga skincare routines. Manicures. Yan, may hilig magba, ano, yung mahaba na kuko, ano? Electrology. Ano ang electrology? I have no idea. Hair care and cosmetic application. Yan, yung mga nakapula ang mga lips. When it's a special day for you, it's always good to remember that without these, we could be locked in a perpetual bad hair day. The world of fashion and style is in constant flux, evolving with the changing of the seasons, and these wonderful navigators of the beauty world will see you through. Cosmetics is one of the foundations of the beautician's art, with the knowledge of how colors, skin tones, hair colors all come together to create the unique palette that is your skin. Cosmetics have to be carefully selected to enhance your natural features, with considerations needing to be taken for dry skin, oily skin, always three combination skin. While most people think merely of the colorants that are standard makeup, cosmetics actually include those products used for treating the various issues tied into the nature of your skin. No. Yan, so with mga acne, yan, tulad ko po yan recently, no? Yan, so mga iba-iba yung mga combination skin, yan. Thank you so much to our beauticians. Yan, lahat sila yung mga nagaganyan. There are several processes involved in properly caring with your skin, including regular cleansings. Yan. Siguro si Ate Jo meron din yung mga beauty tips sa atin. Napakakinis ng mukha. Masks.
Diba?
Oo. Such as clay base, peel mask, sheet mask, and others. Yan. Lahat na ng mask.
Mask. Oh, gusto ko yan.
Yes. Exfoliation. Yan. Ito daw napaka-important. Exfoliation helps to get rid of the dead skin to help the fresh new skin underneath truly shine or to even out rough spots on your skin. Yan. Mga toning. Toning, moisturizing, and products to protect your skin from skin and wind damage. Yeah. Ikaw, Ate Jo, meron ka bang mga tips?
Maraming, kasi depende rin sa skin type ng tao, di ba?
Okay.
So pag summer talaga, ayan, talagang napakahalaga na maglagay ka ng sunblock or yung moisturizer natin, at least may sunblock. Or
SPF, yan, yung sinasabi nila. Kasi, ano, lalo na yung kutis natin, hindi naman siya talagang, saka dito, medyo mababa ang araw. So, masakit talaga sa balat.
Nakaka-damage talaga.
Minsan nagda dark spotting din ako pagka ano, pagka sobra yung sikat ng araw. Tapos sometimes kasi 'di ba, isang window lang yung sisikat ng araw, nandito lang.
So, hindi pantay.
Oh, yan. Pero meron din kasi mga products na hindi basta-basta na hiyang sa ating mga skin, 'di ba? May mga products din naman na ano, so tingin-tingin din tayo kung ano yung hiyang. Kasi minsan yung mga products din na nabibili natin sa market, hindi nagsusuit sa skin natin, 'di ba?
Correct.
Sometimes meron akong nabili na talagang nagpipimple talaga ako. So, iyon. So, talagang siguro, ano, kumbaga sa atin, kailangan din natin i-check kung ano yung mag-work sa kutis natin. Diba?
Correct. 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 So, paano nga ba i-celebrate ang Beautician's Day? Paano, diba? To get together with your friends. Yan. Men and women alike. And head on down to your local nail salon or spa for a relaxing mani-pedi. Ate Jo, after this, ah. Alam mo na, saan tayo pupunta?
Correct. Sana bukas pa.
Sana nga. Men rarely take an opportunity for this level of pampering. And that's a terrible shame. Naku, kailangan, ano, equality. Men, go. Convince your friends to come on down with you and you can guarantee they'll keep coming back for more. For bonus points, try to convince them to get their nails, not just shaped, but to get at least a clear coat. It's not a full colored coat. O sa mga ano po natin dyan, listeners ng mga men, mga tigasin, pwede yan.
Saka yung electrologist, yun yung mga nag-hair removal. Yun yun. Yung sa mga...
Mga waxing.
Waxing. Ayan.
Sure.
Yan yun.
Ah, okay. Yun pala yun.
Tama.
So, yan. So, happy, happy Beautician's Day.
Pwede rin kayo magpa-shave ng inyong mga bikini lines, armpits, di ba? Yun.
Yes.
So bring them flowers or cards or treat them in a day at the spa with a gift certificate. Yan nga ang sabi ganun.
Bukas, lahat tayo maganda kasi Beautician's Day ngayon. Ang dami nag-celebrate.
Oh, kaya magpa-eyelashes din kayo, beautician din yan.
Lahat okay,
with your cosmetology. Ayan, dahil dyan, binabati ko si Miss Joyce ng Timeless Aesthetics. Nako, I miss you. Ayan, siya po ang gumawa ng aking kilay.
Wow! Ayan, Tito, babatingin ko din ang aking family. Clear skincare, hello.
Ayan, ako, hello, hello sa mga nagpapaganda sa atin. At
yes,
patuloy pa na nagpapaganda. Oh, sa mga Velo users, di ba? Ay, nako. Happy National Beautician's Day po.
Mm-hmm.
Mabuhay kayo.
Buhay.
At tayo po ay dadako naman ngayon sa ating news ulit, di ba? Philippine News na po tayo ngayon. At sana po eh nag-enjoy yung mga tao kasi may bago na. Malapit nang pumasok ang termino ng ni BBM at saka ni Sara Duterte, di ba? So, may magbabago ng mangyayari. For sure, di ba? Congratulations again. At ngayon ay dadako tayo sa ating news na nakalap ni Tin. Ito po ay isang news tungkol sa opportunities sa Pilipinas ng Indonesia. Ayan, di ba? Indonesian Ambassador to the Philippines, Agus Widjojo, on Tuesday said Indonesia is eyeing to increase the collaboration with the Philippine government and private sectors in exploring new opportunities. Isang maganda po yung balita para lumawak naman po ang ating network, di ba? At during a lunch with the media partners last Tuesday, he said his government is looking to increase the involvement of Indonesian state-owned enterprises in local projects in infrastructure, transportation, and strategic industries. The Philippines is an important trading partner for Indonesia with a total bilateral trade value of $9 billion in 2021 and an export value of $8.6 billion. Import value of $1.2 billion. And this makes Indonesia trade balance surplus at the level of $7.3 billion. Despite some challenges such as connectivity and trade balance between the two countries, he said there was a wide range of opportunities in strengthening economic cooperation. To make logistical transfer easier between these countries, he said that the Indonesia government is encouraging connectivity between the southern Philippines and eastern Indonesia through activating air and sea transport. He said Indonesia is also looking to promote collaboration between businesses and creating a joint balance program in improving trade relations and reflect mutually beneficial trade relations, marked by various high-level cooperation in various fields, both in bilateral, regional, and multilateral contexts. Indonesia and the Philippines continue to strengthen bilateral relations by seeking ways and means for mutually beneficial cooperation. Ayan, di ba maganda yan? At least both parties will have joint projects and opportunities. Yan nga ay post-pandemic pa na mga dapat gawin ng mga bawat bansa magtulungan, di ba? Economic recovery, ika nga.
Yes, that's right.
May ruta ng madali from Indonesia and Philippines. So, maraming ano, maraming migration siguro at marami ring turista. Nako, pwede na parang mabilis pumunta ng Bali.
No! Uy, Ate Jo, pumunta na tayo ng Pilipinas.
Nako,
maganda. Tapos Bali. Tama ka. Yeah. Ito ba, Ate Jo, pag munta tayong Pilipinas, maganda rin puntahan ng Catanduanes. Because Catanduanes is upgrading tourist guides industry skills. The Catanduanes Provincial Tourism Office will hold a 9-day eco-tour guide training for the Abihao Point Tour Guide Association to improve their interpretative skills in nature guiding. In a phone interview on Tuesday, Carmel Bonifacio Garcia, Catanduanes Tourism Officer, said the activity is part of the province's tourism recovery efforts under the Alert Level 1 community quarantine status. This is geared towards capacitating our tourism frontliners with relevant knowledge, skills, and proper attitude to regain and improve the overall tourism experience of our tourists and guests as we move towards hashtag exciting restart and allow the local tourism industry to bounce back in the months ahead, Garcia said. Oo nga, ano. This is nice. Oo nga naman. Maganda yung train, di ba? To be able to give, syempre hindi lang naman yan about sa mga spots, tourism spots. Ang experience, ang total experience also comes from the tourist guides themselves, right? So, maganda ito.
Oo, iba talaga pagka magaling yung tourist guide mo. Ako, sinaranasan ko yan sa ibang tours ko before sa ibang bansa na nung pumunta kami sa Georgia. Mga bata, mga uni students pa nga yung iba na nagpa-part-time. And they have their rich experience or knowledge about history. Maganda rin yung training sa mga sa mga young generation to know the history of each
places. So, yeah. Kung mai-implement yun, yung mga bata mismo, yung next generation natin, will have awareness to look after the ano, the people and the culture and the environment per se, di ba? Kasi kung maraming turista, gusto mo mapaganda ang tanawin mo o yung tourist spots para lalo pa siyang dadahuyin. At tama nun, eh, maganda yung meron silang ibabaon din yung mga tourist na magandang experience o magandang kaalaman din. Kasi ako, pag pumunta ako sa ibang lugar, I look forward visiting museums, ganyan.
Yes, same.
And to look after the culture of the ano people in the place. Ayan. So, isang magandang ano yan.
Madami matututunan daw dun yung mga eco tour guides. So they will have overview of tourism industry at national, regional, provincial and local levels, yung current trends daw and culture ng tourism, yan nga mga local history, culture, tourist safety and security, yan, which is important, Filipino brand of service, ano ba yun, basic life support, first aid and common emergencies. So talagang alam mo yun, may capability talagang every tour guide na mag-handle ng mga turista natin. They will be taught water safety, swimming assessment, land drills, survival, and compass reading, basic ropemanship, ecotourism, biodiversity, basic geography, forest and habitat types, bird watching, andami, effective customer service and values formation, tour guiding techniques and tour script presentation. Wow!
Ang initiative yan ng government officials.
Ganda.
Yes, no? Sana.
Yes.
At saka certification, no? May mga certified tour guides. Oh, di ba? Maganda rin yung para marami pa din. At saka hindi lang yun. Kung certified, baka maganda rin ang maging sahod nila, di ba?
Oo, true. Maganda siya.
At saan din yung credibility ng ano, ng tao, di ba? At ng tourism industry. Ayan. So, keep up the good work po. At dahil dyan, from Catanduanes, dumako naman tayo sa bandang north. Sa 100 Islands po. Ikaw ba nakapunta ka na sa 100 Islands?
Hindi pa, Ate Jo. Alam mo na, ang dami natin pupuntahan pag nag-Pilipinas tayo.
Ayan ako, sa bandang Pangasinan ito, di ba? Bandang north. Anyway, sabi dito ay nagkaroon daw ng around 255,000 tourists sa loob lamang ng 6 na buwan ang 100 Islands National Park. Diba? Akalain mo yon, simula January hanggang June this year. After oo, hitting its pre-pandemic levels. That's good. In an interview nung Tuesday, City Tourism Officer Miguel Sison said that the 100 Islands National Park is now averaging from 2,000 to 2,500 daily visitors on weekends. He said in May, it recorded 60,388 tourist arrivals. So, ang gandang balita po niyan. So, nakikilala ang Norte din, no?
Yes.
Ang maganda pa dyan, nakaka-recover yung ating gobyerno o yung probinsya sa ano, sa pandemic na kinaharap natin. So, meron pa rin tayong mga protocol o the guests are still having their vaccination cards and identification cards kasi nasa alert level 1 pa rin naman doon. And Sison said that the province has not imposed an increase in fees amid the rise of petroleum prices, which is good pa din para marami pupunta, di ba?
Oo. Okay.
So he added more tourist arrivals are expected. He said that two cruise ships from Europe have signified their intent to visit the 100 Islands National Park in the coming months. Wow, exciting, di ba?
Exciting. Sana nasa cruise ship tayo, ate.
So, naging famous tourist spot siya online as the city government partners with the Department of Science and Technology and the Pangasinan State University in the Urdaneta City for the automation of the bookings. Maganda yan para online na talaga. Yeah. Diba? So, through this system, new visitors could book online and pay the fees upon arrival in Alaminos City. It is under the trial phase of the presentation of the computers. The staff will also undergo training for this new system and hopefully, next month, it will already be operational. O, di ba maganda yan? Pinapasagana nga natin ang turismo sa ating bansa.
Ako naniniwala ako talagang big factor ang tourism kasi ang ganda naman talaga ng Pilipinas. And alam mo yung pag nag-focus tayo sa strength ng Philippines, which is yun nga, yung ganda ng Pilipinas, talagang magiging malaking factor siya to improve the country talaga, the whole in general.
Ah, di ba yung ano, yung sing or song noon na piliin mo ang Pilipinas na ko, ating balikan natin yan at patugtugin natin yan, mama.
Ayan, patugtugin.
Noon, di ba? Piliin mo ang Pilipinas. Sabi nga ganun, maraming ano. Nako, tayo magtatapos na naman, di ba? At kami nagagalap. Oo, ang bilis ng oras, di ba? May babatiin ka ba, Tin?
Binabati ko lang yan si Ate Nanette. Hello, Ate Nanette. Happy birthday, Ate Nanette. Hindi na natapos ang birthday ni Ate Nanette.
Birthday niya, no?
Yan. And congratulations again sa ating Samutsari family. Yan, again.
Oo, ako papabatiin ko ang aking tatay. Happy birthday po nung...
Happy birthday!
Yan. At kami po ay natutuwa at nakabalik kami sa aming trip, di ba? Ayan, ako. At also, we also, ano pala, alam mo ba, Tin, sa Pilipinas pa rin ako, maraming may dengue ngayon. Kaya ingat po kayo. Oo, dahil sa weather din, ano, humid.
Oo.
So, yan ako.
Ingat po kayo ang mga bata, yung mga paglalaro sa labas. Ano? Ang dengue ba sa labas? Pati ata sa loob na pwede kang...
Ay, may mga drums, di ba? Parang sabi.
Oo. Nako, ingat po, ingat.
Lalo na sa mga tubig?
Mm-mm. Oo.
Oo, yan ako. Kung doon sa atin medyo ano... mainit talaga. Dito naman ako maginaw. Kaya mag-wear po kayo lagi ng jacket. Marami pong may sakit pa din ngayon dito sa ating sa New Zealand. At sana po lagi kayo naka-jacket. Diba? Para warm. At saka beanie. Ako talaga.
Oo. Protektahan ang ating mga ulo. Diyan nang gagaling lahat ng ating mga productiveness. Naku, Ate Jo, protekta mo yung ulo mo. Nandiyan lahat ng kailangan natin.
Ikaw din. Ang yung boses na ko, nalang ko mo din, di ba? Siyempre. Alam mo ba, Tin, ako, bago tayo magtapos, meron akong iiwan na magandang balita tungkol sa mahilig sa sa burger. Alam mo ba na meron na ngayong tocino burger with ube buns?
Ha? Saan?
London. Saan? Cover of a Food and Wine magazine. Nako. Kayo po ba'y naiinip na makita yan? Ito po ay burger. This burger is based from US-based Filipino restaurant Pogi Boy. Naku, sana magkaroon din dito niyan din, no? Nandyan po yan sa July Innovators Magazine ng Food and Wine Magazine. Diba? Nakakatuwa naman. May tusin with ube buns.